From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, are you still needing to send any Christmas cards and parcels, wondering if they will make it on time with everything that's going on? Well, Unpust has been pulling out all the stops to ensure that your gifts arrive safely and promptly, from extra shipping routes to helping Santa with 130,000 letters. They've got it covered. And to tell us all about it, Anna McHugh, Head of Communications at Unpust. Anna, good morning and welcome.
Hello, Pat. Lovely
this is a
here.
Really busy time of the year.
Well, it's had that extra Holyhead dimension this year, which although we've been planning since last January for this Christmas, that was an extra little special surprise
now,
for us.
How much goes through Holyhead for Unpust every day, every week,
normally, there are six enormous sailings every day coming in from the UK, returning out of Ireland every day.
And have how many containers on board?
A massive amount, Pat. I mean, you know, talk about having your eggs in one basket. I mean, we would have had other, you know, freight coming in other places, but really Holyhead was where it's at. So it's been a really interesting one in terms of having to do that pivot very quickly, particularly when there was miles and miles of trucks lined up.
Now, I've heard that all the stacked shipping containers in Holyhead have now been removed. They have succeeded in clearing that. They've gone to other ports.
Yes, and I suppose what we have in our favour is that all of our containers were on wheels with drivers. So we don't... We're roll on, roll off. So it meant that with immense work by the freight companies and the shipping companies, we were able to reroute through other ports. Some new ones like Cairn Ryan that we hadn't used before, but in fairness, they were able to put on new, bigger vessels and additional sailings out of the likes of Liverpool, Larne, Fishguard, of course, huge. And then some of the lorries that would have been coming from across, you know, mainland Europe that normally would have come through across the land bridge into the UK didn't. They came into us straight from Cherbourg. That has been into Rosslare, Europort. That's been very successful. So it will be interesting to see when Holyhead does reopen.
How much business will return.
And, you know, those ports like that extra business, and we'll be seeing what it will be the very best for our customers. Customers who are shoppers, who are waiting to get stuff in, but also we have a huge focus now on Irish SMEs and building them with their exports. Massive increase in that this year. So as well as looking after the items coming in, we were really focused on getting those goods out for those Irish companies.
And now, I'm not sure if you're across how they cost all this, because, I mean, on the one hand, you've got a short sea crossing to Holyhead, and then you've a long drive down through the island of Britain to get to another short hop to get to France. So the question is, when you do the sums, which is the best way? The driver gets a good night's sleep on board a ferry to Le Havre or to Roscoff, wherever it might be, and then can drive the following day. So I'm not sure how it all works out.
Well, what I'd say about the parcels business in the industry is that it is hugely, hugely cost focused. I mean, the margins are very tight for everybody, and efficiency and, I suppose, modernization and doing things faster and better and doing it once, you know. That's why from trying to get to know their customers, so customers aren't buying things, we'll say dresses in three sizes and four colours, you know, the retailers at the customer end try to get to know the customer so the customer has confidence in sizing and shape and everything else, so that they're not doing that and there's not a big load of waste of time and effort on things like returns, which are a pain for everybody.
Now talk to me about
to finish off on that, as I said, the freight companies and the ports you know, want to be efficient as well. So they can't load on costs that are going to come to us, that are going to go to the customers. So, you know, that will have to balance out, and it's too early to say, really.
All right. Now, talk to me about the deadlines that you set for posting, you know, to get to Ireland, for example. People will have told their relatives, you better get this in the post or I won't have it for Christmas. How are we doing in all that backlog? Will you have everything on the island that you promised to have on the island?
Yes. Thankfully, because of all those additions and changes, that has worked extremely well. And then the regular items that were in the system anyway have been absolutely flowing in. Every parcel that we receive into Ireland for on post by the 21st will be delivered in time for Christmas. Some of the UK retailers who thought when they saw Holyhead, we're done, we won't get anything there until January, they were able to revise everything back and give customers assurances. So it really depends on how quickly the retailers can get organised and get items to us. But so far, so good. We had a massive amount come in last night. Also, the Christmas cards now are hitting absolute peak. And one thing, we had been saying we'd have nationwide deliveries tomorrow. We'll have deliveries in a few areas tomorrow, but thanks to our amazing staff and everyone behind the scenes in the processing centres, we're changing that now to a nationwide delivery on Sunday, because we know that tomorrow there are multiple ferries coming in and we want to be able to capture all of that volume
as
well.
So rather than being bad news not having nationwide delivery tomorrow, it's good news.
It's good news. We will have some
of the later post will get delivered.
Get even more. So that means we hit Monday, which is going to be, you know, fairly mad as it is, but we'll hit Monday in a good shape. And also because we know with all the advice and everything else, people are slow on Christmas cards and they mean well, but we know they've bought their stamps, but they need to get writing tonight while they're watching the telly and get them into the post. So we'll hit next week well. Just in terms of latest dates, today is absolutely the last date to be sure of delivery for Northern Ireland. And the dates for England, Scotland, Wales for absolute Christmas delivery have passed. But look, get them in the post today and we'll all hope for the best. We'll certainly be pushing them on to Britain as quickly as we can. And for tomorrow, Saturday, when post offices are open all day, is the very last day for parcels for guaranteed delivery across the Republic of Ireland.
That's
and
pretty
Sunday
good,
for cards.
So we're
freeing up space, you know, to get you know, to make sure we can make it. I mean, you know, the unseen parts of on post are the processing centres and the drivers. And we've 1,400 Christmas casuals this year. And the work they do overnight, and well, it's 24 hours now, but particularly overnight in the centres is incredible.
So a parcel for the Republic posted tomorrow will get to its address on time for Christmas.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Now, you've mentioned that the Santa letters, you've so many children writing to Santa, and you are handling Santa's replies as well.
Well, we have some special elves in on post and they deal directly with the North Pole Post Office. And of course, they're all very, you know, to the pin of their collar this time of year. But very pleased to say that Santa has dispatched all his replies and they are being delivered or have been delivered already this week. But one, and that's 135,000 letters, and all our staff and post offices and postmasters help out with this. And we get some help as well. I want to mention from the great folk in rehab in Portlaoise who help us out with that essential work every year. And yeah, they really are wonderful helpers there too. Should say though that if anyone didn't post their letter or they haven't heard from Santa, don't worry, because the postal elves have their networks. They're very busy and they know what you want. And they you know, they're very good on knowing that, writing down all
now,
the
now, question about which I know absolutely nothing. Please ask Anna why there's an expiry date on digital stamps and why are they more expensive than a normal stamp?
They are, digital has been really, really popular since it was introduced. Digital will never, you know, replace the standard, traditional, beautiful stamps.
How does it work?
And they're really for, you'll never be stuck for a stamp. And that's why we developed them. For the times when you're stuck or for people who just won't ever have a stamp in their wallet or don't think they'll ever need one and suddenly do, you go on the On Post app. And on the On Post app, you can buy, there's a couple of choices in terms of national or international, and depending on the size of the item mm-hmm. that you need to send in a hurry. And you basically, you pay online and you're given a code, which is like a grid of numbers and letters. and it's an individual unique code. And you put that, you write that very neatly onto the envelope where your regular stamp would go.
Okay. And some optical reader reads that and knows.
The optical reader is waiting for it, because as soon as it's given to you, the system is waiting for it and recognises it when it comes through. But not only that, the reason it is a little more expensive, it's €2 for a national digital stamp compared to €1.40, is because you also get a confirmation when the item is delivered. Depending on the information you give us, an email or a text when you're buying the stamp, we will actually let you know.
So that's why it's a little more expensive.
Yeah. And there is more special handling behind the scenes. It doesn't just whiz through all the machinery like a normal stamped letter.
Another quick question. Can you ask the Onpost rep if one of our very important presents is showing that it's been carried by Onpost and is tracking at Heathrow at the moment, will arrive on time?
Oh dear, Heathrow and Royal Mail, I could come on for a whole day on that, Pat. Anything we get in from Royal Mail or anyone else in the world by the 21st, we will deliver. You know, things aren't great in the UK and they're certainly not great in Royal Mail. So I can't give an assurance on that.
Okay, but that's the reality, that the Royal Mail is not what it should be.
Even though it's at
Heathrow, it could be stacked up somewhere.
It could be. I've no doubt they are all doing their utmost as well. But okay. It's a much bigger scenario.
A couple of other things. Closure of post offices. You talk about people not having a stamp and therefore can go digital. But if you can't do that, if you don't know how to do it or are uncomfortable doing it, you want to buy a stamp. More and more people say, my local post office closed.
Well, we still have a network of over 880 post offices around the country. A post office within 15k of everyone in rural Ireland and within 3k of everyone in urban areas. There was about, 67 resignations or retirements last year. And we replaced almost 60 of those with new postmaster contractors. And in many, many cases, we did move to a co-location model.
So it could be your local convenience store or whatever.
Exactly. And, you know, away from a sort of standalone model, because it makes more sense in terms of overhead, usually better customer facilities, very often parking. I'm thinking of our post office in Ballsbridge, which was a beautiful heritage building, still is. But it closed. But we moved to a very large Spar on Newbridge or Bath Avenue there. And there's good adjacent parking on a
bit of a stroll street from Ballsbridge to Bath Avenue.
Yeah, but other customers don't have to go as far as that.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's places like Sandymount and other places where offices closed. We'd love to have one, but we haven't had any applications for people, and we've been really trying in some areas. So it makes sense to consolidate that business. And also, where an office does close, that, and it's usually the very small offices, but that piece of business transfers to a neighbouring office, often very close, within a few kilometres, and helps bolster their business. Nobody likes closures, but it's the way of the world, and we're developing new services all of the time, particularly the banking for AIB and Bank of Ireland customers, and the foreign exchange business is still huge. But things like paying bills and some of the traditional payments are down because it's government policy to move to EFT.
Finally, you have an idea for a last-minute gift for the person who has absolutely everything.
Look, you know, I'm biased when it comes to Irish stamps, Pat, but we have a beautiful book. And if people are panicking, if there's someone in your life and they have everything and you don't know what, in, you know, the name, well, you know, to get them, this is a great gift idea. It's the Irish Stamp Yearbook. It's a beautiful coffee table book. It has all of the stamps issued during this past year, including the sellout iconic Irish voices with Sinead O'Connor, Christy Dignam, Shane McGowan, the RNLI anniversary stamps, our first ever crypto stamps, beautiful honeycomb shapes, B stamps. I could go on and on.
And available where?
It's available at the GPO stamp counter. It's available on onpost.com/shop. It costs €95. Yeah, not cheap, but it's an amazing family gift and it'll be a beautiful gift that they'll have forever. And you have some collector's item stamps. You can also phone Dublin 705-8400 and we'll get it out to you overnight. You will have it in time for Christmas.
Very good. Thank you very much, Anna McHugh, Head of Communications with Onpost.
Thanks,
and a
Pat.
Very happy Christmas and a busy Christmas to you too.
Thank you, Pat, and to you all.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.